Hello, welcome to another episode of Sunday Podcast with Susan Abeta. And it's so amazing to have you here. Oh, happy new month. Welcome to April. May this month be fulfilling for you and for me. As in Ajala will be Ajala, and this is your favorite podcaster saying happy Sunday from the city with the rusty roofs. If you know that, then that means you know. So, like, the weekend was just a beautiful one, though my week was kind of really long, but yeah, I got to see my parents and it was a beautiful one. Like, so in the process of traveling from where I am, where I'm based, where my parents is based, I started to reflect on many things, because yes, I've traveled that road severally. Then it was bringing home, brought a lot of memories, and yeah, so, and that is going to lead us to what today's episode will be talking about. So yes, but we are going to the word. No matter how beautiful our life experiences are, they can only be proof that God is good, but they are not complete. The word of God is still the complete places where we can live our life on, and we are sure, yes, I've found a good reference for my life. So in today's episode, we'll be talking about reconnect and remember. Reconnect and remember. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. And I will enter into his court with praise. So now when we talk about reconnecting, we're talking about reconnecting to strength. And when we talk about the source, when I talk about strength, the source of our strength is not in the wealth of our experiences. It's not even in the wealth of our exposures. It's not even in the wealth of how we've come to know God experientially. The source of strength that keeps a man in and out of season is God. So when things are happening in your life and you don't know when the next solution is going to come forth, you can reconnect with God. You can intentionally decide to reconnect with God. That is the time for you to praise God purposefully. That it may not make sense. Yes, it may not make sense. But that's time for you to find a reason to initiate praise. Like you are initiating praise. God, I thank you for journey messes. Lord, I thank you for my breakfast. Lord, I thank you for the water that I'm drinking. Lord, I thank you for putting food on my table. Oh, thank you for clothing me. Thank you for giving me shelter. Oh, thank you for preserving my going out and my coming in intentionally. You may not be where you want to be yet. Yes. But one of the ways we reconnect with strength, especially when we look around, I'll be like, oh, am I slow or fast? What's the pace of my life? You reconnect with strength himself, and that is God. In quietness and in confidence, you reference him. Oh Lord, you've done so much for me, and I cannot tell it all. You intentionally bring yourself to that point where you thank God for the things he has done. That's when you sing song. You know, there are some songs that they may sing in church, and to you it comes differently because you've actually experienced the lyrics of those songs, and you can come to the point where you sing song composed from your experiences. You know, last week or a few weeks ago, I was talking about how Hagar found God as the God Roses, and the Samaritan woman met God as the Messiah. Your experiences of God can bring a song to you. It's possible. So in those seasons when you feel you are no longer strong, you have problems, there are issues that you feel they are bigger than you. That's why he's God, because you always need him. That's why he's God. Eulogize his deeds in your life. God has done you good before. He's doing you good, and he will still do you good, right? So take that effort to intentionally, without a doubt, consciously eulogize him, praise him, extol him, because that is where your strength is. If when you don't have a naira in your account, you could intentionally decide to praise God. I am not saying this because I'm trying to sound religious. I'm telling you that that is where your strength comes. I have been a season of zero naira, zero kobo. I don't have shishi to my name anywhere, and God has been faithful. Yes, there are days we've gone hungry, a lot, a number of days, but God is still faithful. But I need you to reconnect to strength. So one of the things that will make your reconnection very strong is when you make the effort to remember. No matter how bad things are, God has been good. Tell yourself, God has been good, and God is good. He has been good to you before. He will be good to you again, and he is good to you at the moment. In John 5:8, it was a story of a man that had been at the riverside for 38 years. He had been with a sickness, and he had not been able to make it to the river whenever the angels hears it. Then Jesus healed him, and Jesus said, "Get up, pick up your mat," and he started to walk. See, one of the ways you know that God is good is when you look at your scars. You know, when Jesus healed him, I asked him to get up. He asked him to what? Get up, pick up your mat. He picked his mat. So where there is nowhere he gets to, that mat is the testament. Yes, see, I was sleeping there. I was bedridden. I was mat ridden. But now I am whole. Your scars are the proof that God is good. They are not signature that God failed you. No, they are the proof that God is good. So part of why I said there was a lot of reason to reconnect, I remember. So as I was planning to just make the journey, I was just having home accident with my right leg. It's either I hit it with something, it was getting serious to the extent that I walked home with a swollen leg. Like the leg was that swollen, I like, ah. Now travel, I won't travel, no keep personal. But now, as talking, and I remember that same leg had a scar. When I was in primary school, I had a surgery on it. But you know what? That scar is that none of my bones will be broken. I could run into many home accidents. Many home accidents. But none of my... Yes, I've seen the scar, and I'm reminded that God is faithful. It may be pointless. But see, look into your life. Those past mistakes, those terrible decisions that God brought you out of, they are proof that God is good. And as you go this week, I honestly don't know what you're going through. But I bring you life. Initiate praise. Intentionally decide to thank God. Because things will change. The faithfulness of God will not allow our lives to remain the same way they've been. Remember that God has been good. He has been good. He has been good. So as you go this week, yes. No vex. I know we are one soft life. Yes, we want this soft life. Yes, because Jesus is in our boat, it should be the easy ride. Even Jesus was in the boat and there was storm. So those ups and downs, they go come. It go shock you. But see, God is in it. It will be calm. But where you find your strength in those days, at those times when things are not the way you think they should be, shows who you are. Shows where he said, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. I can navigate every storm, not because I can, but through Christ that gives me strength. Will this time pass? Yes, and these too shall pass. As you go this week, I want you, okay, I don't know if you know this song, but if you don't, you can go to Spotify, you can go to YouTube, download God is Good by Jonathan McCrennan, and intentionally, this is my prayer for you this week. Struggles keep you needle grass. May your troubles show that you need God, and may your battles in the way they should, and may your battles prove that God is good, and may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross. May your troubles show that you need God. And may your battles in the way they should. And may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. May your life prove that God is good. I do believe there's something has caught you again. Something has dropped in your consciousness. And somehow you've been reminded that God is faithful. So take your time to reconnect and praise. Take your time to remember the faithfulness of God in the past. Have a beautiful first week. Oh, have a beautiful second week in April. Bye. See you next Sunday. It's Sunday Podcast with Susan Abeta. Thank you.